my God. Praise you, my God. Thank you, Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we again thank you for him. Lord, we're so just full of joy and thanksgiving. Lord, you've given us this precious time together. Lord, we know it's just because you love us. Lord, thank you again how you love us. And Lord, thank you that, again, you've given that precious word that's grown us this week. Lord, that wondrous grace, the word of your grace that we rejoice in. We give you the praise. Lord, thank you for every life, especially these young people. Lord, thank you again for just the wondrous spirit that's been shed abroad out here. Lord, thank you again for the presence of the love of God. Lord, thank you again that it's your hand, it's your might, it's your strength. And Lord, that it's just you, the beautiful, wonderful Lamb of God. And Lord, thank you again. Father, you gave us everything because you gave us Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Lord, the only thing better would be to see you face to face tonight. Lord, thank you again for this time. And what a precious time it's been. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, praise God. And it's so wonderful that we can end tonight, that we have a real experience that we're in somewhere around Jerusalem with how hot it is. And it's good. I was very surprised, too, that there were any friendship awards after the field day. And that was very surprising. But grace is on the move. And we thank God, really. It was church camp gone wild there for a little bit. But we were all fine and thanking God. But really, to begin tonight, thank you, Jesus. Amen? Just thank you, Jesus. I'm grateful to God we were visiting. I believe we started these church camps, I believe, in 1976. And what a joy it's been over the years. I rejoice for you, honey, and all you sweethearts that, again, becoming familiar with your Savior. Those that even gave their heart to the Lord, asked Jesus into their heart. How many got filled with the Holy Ghost? And then praise the Lord. And I appreciate my sister. You never get refilled, you're filled. Okay? It's called the fullness. And it's part of it. Just speaking in tongues is not the fullness of God. But it's a precious part of it. And we'll address that a little bit tonight. But I am just so grateful to God and I thank the Lord. We thanked what the Lord does in His vessels. We thank God for, again, the counselors we have. And those that are going to be 18, by the grace of God, I'm hoping that the Lord will encourage you. It'll be your turn. And it is. And I pray that we don't grow shy in the things of God. I was thanking the Lord for these vessels. And not again to point out different ones, but I appreciate Sister Linda Austin. I appreciate Sister Lynn Pwilka. And we could go on because of the grace of God. But you know what? You get a little weary in the things of God. It's what happens. But we don't get weary in well-doing. And by the grace of God, I pray that the strength of the Lord will encourage you. Run harder. Run more full of the joy of the Lord. And it's not what we can do for God, but what God wants to do in us. And when you have that joy of the Lord that is your strength, my goodness, do not hide it under a bushel. I'm so thankful that Jesus didn't get tired on that cross. I'm so thankful that he wasn't too weary to die for our sin. I am so thankful that that is the very life that lives in us that I believe by the grace of God can empower us on to finish with a full joy and to continue on and not grow weary in well-doing. I want to thank these teachers. I want to thank the musicians and the sound people, every helper. And I truly want to thank, and I mean this, Neve and Angie. I don't know how many know about this, but about 11 years ago, I kind of hoodwinked and tricked them into doing this. And they did a wonderful job, and I love them so much. And they set a foundation to help us to organize different things with the camp and a lot of the benefits that we reap today. I know it's the Lord's doing, but I do want to thank those two vessels for what we enjoy today, what God has done. Special thanks to these precious pastors that came out. I thank God for Brother and Sister Hines, and just rejoice. And I'll tell you what, those are cherished vessels, and may we not only lift them up every service, which the grace of God encourages us to do, but you pray for them in your home. And you lift them up, because I'll tell you what, those are about the last bastions. There's a famine for the Word of God in this world. And I'm telling you, there is, because the Word of God tells you that. There's a lot of smoke, there's a lot of mirrors, there's a lot of things, but there's not a lot that stay with the stuff. Thank God for them. And I'll tell you what, I thank God richly for Brother and Sister Hawkins. Praise the Lord. Brother Hawkins just turned 75, and I'm so grateful to God again to come out here and share his birthday with us, and Sister June as well too. And I will tell you this, not that I know anything, but I know who knows everything, and that's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But what we heard this week, if you'll meditate on that till he come, I'll assure you by the grace of God, you'll be the readied wife for Jesus. I'll tell you, to have the dispensation of the grace of God, again, that's not of him. It's the grace of God with him. It always has been. We never want to magnify a vessel. I'd never want to, again, hinder anybody like that. But we thank the Lord for his mercy and grace, and we praise God for these things. And again, a special, special thanks to Jesus giving us this time. Praise the Lord. And I do commend the young people, the campers. Do you remember how we started out on Sunday? I'm sure you don't. If you tell me you do, I'm sure you're not telling me the truth. But again, God says all men are liars. But that's another story. But I want to tell you this. I commend you. Because as Daniel, it says the Word of God, he was a young man. It said he purposed in his heart. And remember that we did speak about that on Sunday morning. Thanks be to God. He caused you to purpose in your heart. And thank the Lord for this week. But now go on in it. Amen? Go on in it. I thank God for the worship that we've had. Always remember this. The definition of the word worship. And this is the Greek definition. If you'll look it up. It means to draw nigh in fervent love as to kiss. That's worship. Amen. To draw nigh in fervent love to kiss. We've heard a lot about the first love. That's what Jesus wants. That first love relationship with us. Praise be to God. And think about this, about drawing nigh in fervent love to kiss. There's a lot of husbands and wives out here. If you guys got together once a year and said, wow, honey, this is great. See you next year, same place, same time. I saw a few heads drop, I'm sorry. But I'm just teasing. And if that's the case, you can come down the altar right now. I'll just be speaking, you be praying, and that'll be all fine. But praise the Lord. You get it, right? It wouldn't be just once a year. There'd be something wrong with that relationship. Amen? By the grace of God, I'm going to encourage you every day. Don't let this just be something where I get excited because of the encouragement of the Spirit of God. He's good to us. He knows what we need. He knows when we need that extra encouragement, doesn't he? Heard from our precious brother over here and over here as well too. We can get awful dry awful fast. But you know what? God made us that way. And he made us that way for one reason. Because we need his son. We need Jesus and we need that word. And by the grace of God, we need that worship. So we praise his name. So now go on in it. Amen? We go on in it. Now this camp time that the Lord's given us, praise the Lord, the Spirit's love has sure been pouring out. And I want to encourage everybody here as you go back. There's many that are visiting as well too and into your meetings and different things of that nature. Without the Holy Ghost, without the shedding abroad of the love of God in your heart and in your meeting, you dry up. By the grace of God, as Brother Paul encouraged Timothy, stir up the gift that's in you. Stir it up. You'll become fearful. You'll become dry. But at the same time, especially young people, I love how excited you get about the Lord. It's wonderful. I love how you guys can pray. You don't get tired very fast. It's amazing. We have to flicker the lights. Got to go to bed. No, we don't do that here. But the Bible says to have zeal according to knowledge. And I thank the Lord for this precious outpouring of the Spirit. But now, the importance of that outpouring of the Spirit, that infilling of the Holy Ghost in your life, you'll read in John that now you have the capacity to be led into all truth. All truth, not some, not a bit. Jesus Christ was with those disciples for 3.5 years, night and day almost. And at the end, he said, I must go, because I have to send somebody to you. And if I don't go, he won't come. He's been with you, and he shall be in you. And once he has come, and once you become filled with the Holy Ghost, then and only then, he will guide you into all truth. And praise be to God for that power we heard, especially Brother Hawkins, bring out this week. That's the power of his might. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. And that's the one who will take that love in truth and shed it abroad in your heart, that you become to live the power of the grace of God. And I thank the Lord for this. And again, now, go on in it. Now we're going to quickly close this camp. But the Lord has encouraged my heart to say this. Praise the Lord. I have a heart full of praise. I have a heart full of praise. And I'm going to tell you why I have a heart full of praise. Because I praise Him for His mercy. And I want you to turn to Luke chapter 7. And we're going to close this with all the compassion that was brought out through that precious vessel, Brother Michael. And then on to Brother Kevin. And that encouragement of just walking in the Spirit. And then Brother Hines, praise God, in that power of His might. That again can cause the Lord in your life to will and to do of His good pleasure. And then encompassed with all of that divine, powerful grace and mercy that Brother Hawkins brought out all week. But in Luke chapter 7, let's begin reading from verse 41. It says, there was a certain creditor, and this is Jesus speaking a parable. He says, there was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. He said, tell me therefore, which of them will love him the most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave the most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and he said unto Simon, have you seen this woman? I entered into this house, and you know what? You gave me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou did not anoint, but this woman has anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgives sins also? And he said to the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Praise God. Amen. And see, that is summed up so sweetly. But for the grace of God. But for the grace of God, there go I. And precious hearts, I'm here to tell you, that's the gold mine of praise. That's the gold mine of praise. Praise Him for His mercy. Be ravished, brothers and sisters. As the Word of God says, you praise Him for His mercy till He come. Can you imagine that? And He is speaking, praise God, at that time to ones that know the full truth, the whole counsel of God. And you know what mercy means? He has kept you from what you deserve. To praise Him that He has kept you from what you deserve till He come. Bridal saints seem to forget that a little bit, don't they, along the way? And when they do, there isn't the praise that's fervent. There isn't the rejoicing in the broken heart that says, oh, Jesus, thank you. I'm ravished by your grace. I am ravished by your mercy. And brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you, that's our heart. Let it be that broken heart of thanksgiving always. May it always be that contrite, lowly heart that, Lord, I am just absolutely ravished by your grace to me. This woman with the numerous sins, I'm here to tell you, I'm her. How about you? Huh? How about that woman that was caught in the very act of adultery? I'm here to tell you by the grace of God, and this ain't emotional, this is a fact, I'm her. How about you? Huh? But for the grace of God, I'm that adulterer. But for the grace of God, I'm the fornicator. But for the grace of God, I'm the drug addict. But for the grace of God, I'm the alcoholic. But for the grace of God, I am anything in that sin apart from God. In me and man, there lies no good thing. Aren't you thankful? Because there ain't anything to praise me about. I think that's a little hard to stomach for some out here. What do you think? And it's okay. You know why? Because his brother brought out, we're in the age of grace. And you know where he sees the proud? He sees them afar off. And it's not because he moved away from them, but in pride you move away from God. And thanks be to God as he said, I give grace to the humble. And I am so thankful that I get it, that there is a beauty in understanding, as Paul said, oh wretched man that I am. Never forget those tents of Kedar. You probably don't understand what I'm saying, but you will. And I believe in your heart, the best part of that is you really do. Never forget, it's all because of his mercy that he saved you. It's because of his mercy, praise God, that you seek him. You know those cherubim that are over the mercy seat, those that have studied about the bride of Christ? Do you know that they represent the bridal ones, the ones that are truly going after the mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus? Do you know that they don't look at one another? Do you know that they don't look at their achievements? Do you know that they don't look at how many houses they've built for humanity or how many wells that they've built for people? And that's all good and well. I'm thankful for that. But those that'll win God's best, their eyes are affixed on one thing. They look right down on the mercy seat where the blood was shed for the forgiveness of sin. And it never strays. It never looks at anything else. It never looks at man. It only looks at the very mercy and the grace of God. Praise God, I have a praise in my heart. Praise God for his abundant mercy that the Lord showed me that so divinely. And you don't have to wait till you're 17. But I remember so well, I was filled at 13 at a church camp. I don't even know when I gave my heart to God because I had a precious mom that everything was about Jesus. I heard she was speaking in tongues when I came right down the birth canal. I didn't have a chance. Praise be to God. But I'm going to tell you something. I was in things I shouldn't have been. And that's not to brag about, but I'm bragging about the mercy of my Lord. And I was in a place I should have never been. And there I was walking out across that parking lot at 17 years old. A wonderful dance hall. Good night. Got a bunch of phone numbers. I was set to go. But before I got to my door, before I got to the handle of that door, I was on my knees. I was speaking out in tongues, and I knew I heard the voice of the Lord. Son, I want to marry you. I don't want you messing around anymore. I want the first love. He didn't say go straighten out your life. He didn't say go give that up that you were just doing. He said, I want you. And somehow, some way, in that mercy, I began to look at him. I began to really look at him. And this is where you see him. And you see him in the Word. And you see him on your knees. And you see him in his great grace. And you see him all the way through your life. And you see him time and time again when you thought you were something and you're nothing. You see him when you've made those wonderful, horrible mistakes where you went in your own pride, when you went in your own strength, when you didn't listen to your parents, when you knew what was your best, when you went and listened to college professors that said that, as they read the shirt, God's dead. There are some college professors that love the God, that love God. I'm waiting to hear from them, though. But it's the mercy of God. I pray we get this. Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you that all the sins are mine, but for the grace of God. See, I don't need to go there and just look at my life and look at one little thing. See, that's what the enemy tries to do a lot of times. We have something that keeps pecking at our life, something we can't get away from in a lot of ways, we think. Basically, you'll find out someday you were never bound by a chain. Don't you know that a child of God whom he's made free is free indeed? Don't you ever think that you have a chain that's binding you, because you don't. That blood set you free. It made you free. You live in the liberty, hallelujah, that is beyond your imagination. You know, in grace, there's no law. There's no law. So that thing that you're carrying around doesn't have you bound at all. But see, what the enemy does is he gets you to hone in on that one thing. Oh Lord, I got to be delivered. Oh Lord, I got to be delivered. Somehow it just keeps circling around. Well, you know what? The Lord encouraged my heart this last year. All the sins are mine, but for the grace of God. Do you get this? I pray you do. See, you're worrying about one area of your life, and the grace of God has set you free. The grace of God has already come in and given that power that you just walk on. God help us. I don't want to be that condemning one. See, there are two that went out to pray. And the one guy looked at the other that was in such shambles, in such disarray in his life. And he said, you know, Lord, I'm so glad I'm not like that guy. I'm so glad I'm not him. And then that poor guy that was just ravaged by a lot of horrible things in his life, he bowed his head and he smote his chest. And he said, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. And it says, that man went home justified. You want the sweetest praise? You praise him for that mercy. You don't want to have a worry when you go home and, well, my goodness, am I going to be close to God when I go home? Praise him for his mercy. You'll be praising him every day. Do you understand that? Does that ever bring you to your knees when you know how good the Lord is to you? And you've walked in a real dirty feet way that day. And yet you came home that night and there he was just ready to wash your feet. And he says, I love you. I'll always love you. You want to be a mighty man of God? Do you want to be a mighty man of God? Praise Him for His mercy. It'll change you. It'll cause you to really understand, Lord, You must increase and I must decrease. You know, even when we triumph, even when we have a victory, it's all because of the mercy of the Lord. Do you know that? Do you know it's all because of the grace of God that's with you? Do you realize that without His mercy, you would never yield to God? Do you know without His mercy, you would never believe a thing? Do you know without His mercy, you could have never said, Lord Jesus, come into my heart? That's not guilt that I'm talking about. It's praising Him for how wonderful He is. It's thanking Him that He is so lovely and so amazing in His beauty, that He's the Lamb of God. And that He died for me. And that blood is for me. And my Father, He just anticipates me to come home in that fellowship. It's so sweet. There wasn't a stoning that was awaiting the prodigal son as was brought out. Oh no. Back in Deuteronomy, that's the way it was. When we're ornery and we misbehave, the only thing the Father does is say, He's coming home. Make sure that feast is ready. I've got the coat, I've got the ring. Everybody's excited in the kingdom. My son's coming home. And I get the robe and I get the ring. But the best part I always get is I get the kiss. And somehow as I get that kiss, and I've had that kiss and that robe and that feast many times in my life. But then there finally comes a time when I just want to stay in that embrace. I want Him to kiss me with the kisses of His mouth, and I never want it to stop. But it's all because of His mercy. It was never because of me that I wanted God. It wasn't because of me, because I was just set out because I'm such a great Christian. Because I've had people around my life that said, oh, you've got an anointing, son. No, no, no. It's because of His love. It's because of His love that draws you. It's because of His absolute divine mercy that I could give a sermon that might encourage you by the grace of God. And I can get on my knees and I can say, thank You, Jesus, that by Your grace I got out of the way. And finally, by the grace of God, we just want to be transparent. Not because we want to be humble, because we want to exalt Him. Because He's so wonderful, we want to magnify Him. Because there ain't anything else to see but Jesus. Well, that's enough. And here it is. So I say it's time to come on down. One last time for the camp. And then may it even be in a twinkling of an eye tonight. And then my body don't get tired, because I get a body like unto His own, and it never ends. But for the grace of God, and think of this as you come. This is the one who has given you all grace. This is the one who gives you grace for grace. And then, after that, He gives you more grace. By the grace of God, I pray that no one's even ever sitting in their seat tonight. That if there ain't room here, that you're on your knees here praising Him tonight. Praise God. Thank You, Jesus.